Everything you say will now be used against you in a court of the law of Yamaraj. Including you.
Okay. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Janabalaba Girivara Dari.
Gopi Janabalaba
Girivara Dari. Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Yamuna Tira Banachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam namaskrityam.
Naram Chaiva
Narottamam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Tato Jayamudirayat.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Well, according to my philosophy, this is one. Two, three, four.
One.
Huh? 1, 3, 2, 4. See, I'm just testing to see if you're alert there.
One,
no?
3, 3, 4.
1, 3, 3, 4. See, okay. Got it the second time. Yeah. Okay. But it's almost like 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, okay. See, I remember that. 1, 3, 3, 4. And what is the chapter title?
Krishna, source of all incarnation.
Okay. And what is the module? The module. The Bhaktivedanta, what's it called? Bhakti Bhai Bhava module. We divide the whole thing into modules. Our group. Huh? No, that's the first two cantos. Sutta to the Sages. Yeah. And its first three chapters, Sutta to the Sages. Next three chapters, Vyasa to Narada. And then after that, all the preliminaries for how the Bhagavatam. And then second canto, Sukadeva Goswami starts preaching. And then it's the module is. Sukadeva Goswami to Maharaj Pariksit, and then Brahma to Narada, and it finishes off with Vishnu to Brahma. So the first two cantos, the Bhagavatam is spoken like six times. Brahma to Narada. No, Vishnu to Brahma. How many verses?
Four.
Yeah, very short. Very intelligent teacher, very intelligent student. Yeah. Vishnu to Brahma. Then Brahma to?
Narada.
Narada to? Vyas. Okay. Vyasadeva to? That's not in the first two cantos. Yeah, but he did it. Yeah, but it's not there. Huh? Yeah, it's not there. It was in the womb like that. Yeah, okay. And then after that, Sukadeva Goswami to? Pariksit and? Suta Goswami. And Suta Goswami? Sages. Same thing again and again. And you'll see a lot of similarity. The same thing is being presented again and again. But it's just, somebody has a problem. What is the problem of the sages? There. Bodhamandir Pujari. What is the problem? The sages have got a problem.
Kali is coming and how to save humanity.
Yeah, how to save humanity. And what's their solution? What's their first solution? Which is not working. What is their solution? They have a solution, but it's not working.
Oh, they're doing the fire sacrifice.
And what's the result of the fire sacrifices?
The smoke and the soot.
Yeah, the only result is our bodies are turning black from the smoke, as they say. Okay. So then Krishna comes himself, or he sends a representative. Turn it back here then. Yeah. Can you do it?
Yes.
Fingers. Other way, I think.
So you
unloosen it. Unloosen it. Yeah, there we go. Okay, this is Uncle Gizmo. This is like communication technology. Okay. Everybody should have a course in how to use a microphone stand. It's not so simple. Like this is way over cantilevered. It should be closer, so there's less cantilever on the thing. Not that. Yeah, it'll do. Okay. So it's they have a problem, and then the Krishna sends a guru. And who's the guru he sends?
Suta
Goswami. Okay. Suta Goswami's father is.
Romaharsha
and Sutta. And he died a glorious death. I think it was glorious.
But
yeah?
Not in ordinary people's eyes.
Like that, yeah. He was eaten by a shark, right? He was eaten by a shark.
What do you call it? I think Lord Balaam would be the cadaver or the.
Yeah, hit him with straw grass. He was killed by straw grass. Okay. So Suta Goswami. Okay. And then the solution is everybody should study Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the solution for all possible problems. It's the means of tato jayam udirayat, our very means of conquest. Okay. So the sages say, but wait a second, you know, Vyasadeva had already written all the Vedas, he'd written Vedanta Sutra, he'd written the Yoga Sutras, everything else, you know. So why did he undergo all this work to produce this big book, you know, like that? What was his impetus? So then he describes the impetus, and the impetus was the meeting with two things. He had a problem. What was Vyasadeva's problem?
Third problem. Huh? He had a mental problem, he was depressed that he didn't get any nectar. I mean, he'd done so many things, but he was not satisfied.
He was thinking that was his problem. And then, chapter 5, he was thinking, this may be my problem. In chapter 5, then, somebody walks into this vegetarian restaurant. Who's that? Huh?
Now the people.
His guru came in. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah. So Narada asked him, you know, how are the vegetarian cooking courses? Beti ye sahab. Apkashub nam kya?
Kiran.
Ah, mera naam Hanuman. Like that. So, Narada Muni came into a Vyasadeva's vegetarian restaurant, okay? Before Vyasadeva was really fixed up brahmachari, distributing books, preaching, fanatic, one of God's marines, you know those guys? The Jesuits in their youthful days were called God's marines, like that. Now they're kind of mellow. So they can relate to us. You know, okay. So anyway, he went in there and he said, hey, how's the vegetarian cooking classes? How are the equal rights for animals, women, and whatever else you got here? Homosexuals, oh, very good Gurudev, So Vyasa was kind of joking with him, are you happy with this and that? And he said, actually, I'm not satisfied. Please tell me what's wrong. He said, the problem is you haven't been preaching directly. Everything you've been doing is so indirect that nobody will ever figure out, what the real purpose of life is, so on. So everything you've written, Buddha's going to have to come and just minimize it. You should reach Srimad Bhagavatam. So that was the impetus. Suda Goswami is then describing how he heard, Vyasadeva spoke it to his son, Sukadeva Goswami, and Suda Goswami says, this is how I heard it. I heard it at the same time. Yatari tam yata mati? Yeah, I got it. I was trying to find it yesterday. Yata ditam yata mati. And Hridayananda Maharaj says that means basically, I shall now try to make you understand it as I understood it. Yeah? That's the parampara. It's not exactly the phrasing, the exact words. You understand? It's a communication of perspective, attitude, understanding. Other Vedas are for exact words. The mantras have to be exact, like a computer program. One mistake, and it doesn't work. Yeah. So the mantras, other ones are like that. But the Puranas are aiming at getting this perspective, attitude, bhava, understanding like that. Yatari tam yatamati. So that's the end of the first two modules, And then we start, after that, he says, okay, he starts to give the background, when it was spoken, who spoke it, under what circumstances, all these things are the preface like that. So the next chapter then is Son of Drona Punished, because this relates to it, because this talks about Maharaj Pariksit, how he was born. Before he was born, the whole thing started, right? Yeah. When did his devotional career start, as far as we know?
Who was Pariksit?
Yeah. Okay, and what was happening in the womb? Was he having a tea party?
Somebody was trying to kill him.
Yeah, and whose womb was he?
His mother.
Okay, and so she was being chased by a localized, what do you call this thing? Thermonuclear smart bomb. What do you call this thing? Persian missile, they would call it, things like that. So it was a localized drone. One drone was after her. Like that, And so she was running like mad to Krishna. And her prayers are very short. It's like, where the Sanskrit starts?
Krishna Krishna Mahabaho Bhaktanam Abhayanka Vameko Vahyamanam. Oh, that's Arjuna. Krishna Krishna Mahayogin, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know the rest.
Yeah. It starts off like that. Very short, just two verses. Oh, Krishna, I'm being chased by a fiery arrow. Translation.
Uttara said, O Lord of Lords, Lord of the Universe, you are the greatest of mystics. Please protect me, for there is no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in this world of duality.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's time is short. And then she says, this weapon's coming to destroy my embryo. And if you want to, let it kill me, but please do me this favor of saving my embryo like that. Very nice, poignant moment, So Krishna then protects Maharaj Pariksit, and he gives him protection, but he also has to fight for himself too, right? He was a little burned by this, but he didn't give up. So Krishna helped him, right? But Krishna put the whole struggle within him. He made it a fair fight, let's put it that way. Before it was a totally unfair fight, the embryo versus the Brahmastra, like that. Donald Duck versus Godzilla, Yeah. So Krishna said, okay, he made it a fair fight. Then Pariksit Maharaj, he survived. He was a fighter. So that's the son of Drona Punished. Okay. And then after that, everybody survives. And then it describes, Krishna's departure for Dwarka. He's leaving now, the battle's over. And so somebody wants him to stay. Who wants him to stay? Kunti. And Yudhishthira, everybody else. So she comes and offers prayers. And that's her prayers. That's chapter number 8, right? Where do her prayers start? What verse number? He's Bhakti Bhai Baba candidates here.
I don't remember.
Doesn't remember.
28, 29.
First canto.
No, 8 chapter and verse number.
See, we're full of acronyms here. It's hard to beat us, you know. We're challenging anybody in ISKCON to beat us at acronyms. Monkey and Piggy, the supreme acronyms. You know, right? We have our. So I really know. Even if you die anonymous, okay, and acronyms. I think it's already to accept the defeat, you know. Yeah, okay. Okay, one, what's good is 118.18. That's where it is, okay. And her prayers are there. robot on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all? Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So, her prayers are there. Very beautiful prayers. And Prabhupada gives lectures on them twice. Two times he gave a whole series of lectures on the prayers by Queen Kunti. And he also gives them in other places comments. This is very nice to explain, you know, like that. So my speculation, our speculation is that Prabhupada is an incarnation of Satyaki. it's okay, you can have these speculations like that. And therefore his relationship with Kunti, you know, would have been, you know, very respectful. You know, the mother, Kshatriya, same group. Okay, get it. You know, hypothesis. You know. Anyway, moving on here, our sanity. So what is 1:9, ninth chapter? Queen Kunti, Krishna agrees to stay, not because of Kunti, because of Yudhisthira. Yeah. And then okay, he stays. He's leaving. Maharaj Parikshit is still in vitrio. In vitrio. In vitrio means in a glass test tube. You know, he's not. He's in vitrio. Yeah, he's in the uterus womb. You know. And then, and then, okay, now, so we're waiting, battle's over, and then finally what happens, next big event?
Huh?
Yeah, 1:9. So Kunti, and then disappearance of Bhishma Dev, very excellent, you know, chapters, excellent discussion on Varna Ashram. Okay, then 1:10, Krishna departs for Dwarka, or? Birth of Maharaj Parikshit.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay, yeah. So now Krishna's leaving. Leaving?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And very, very beautiful prayers by the Kula Stri. Respectable ladies offer very beautiful prayers. And the humor of Vaikuntha. And then after that, Krishna arrives in Dwarka. And some of the sweetest, you know, things in the first two cantos are his arrival in Dwarka, the relationships like that. Okay. Then, okay, we got it talking all about the history, what happened, you know. And the sages are saying, are kind of looking at Sudha Goswami like, this is very nice. He was going to talk about the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, but maybe looking at the audience, he said, we need a little bit more background here. Got to like back it up a little bit before the birth of Parikshit to like Kunti and all this kind of stuff, Brahmastra stuff, Krishna leaving, okay. You know. Then he got back to it, which is the birth of Maharaj Parikshit, which is the Srimad Bhagavatam being spoken. So after that, next chapter is then what is the birth of Maharaj Parikshit?
Dhritarashtra. After that, Dhritarashtra.
Yeah, but that's after Parikshit's born, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then Parikshit's born, his birth ceremony, and then things go on. They go on quite naturally for quite some time. But I guess Parikshit's growing up this time. Yeah. And then, now it's time. It's time for Krishna to leave. It's time for the Pandavas to leave. Krishna's incarnation is finished. His manifest incarnation is finished. So we have disappearance of Dhritarashtra, disappearance of the Pandavas, disappearance of Krishna, disappearance of the Pandavas, okay? And that's another module finished. Now we make a semester break here. We've got 30 chapters, we've got 15 here. And then the next one is how Maharaj Parikshit received the age of Kali, punishment and reward of Kali, and Maharaj Parikshit cursed by a Brahmin boy. Don't curse anybody, dear. You know you have that shock. Be careful. Was Sringi a good guy? Did you know about Sringi? Sringi. And then finally, the meeting of Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit. So it's a nice module. It's just all those activities that happened after he was in the kingdom and everything else. Okay. So that's the first canto. The first canto is more or less a preface. What is the purpose of the book? Under what circumstances is spoken? What are the qualifications of the author? What are the qualifications of the student? Like that's all there. Okay, now second canto, let's start the book. How does it start? What's the first verse in the second canto? For 25,000 monkey points. Well, I have some really good things you can buy with monkey points too. You're going to hit yourself in the head a few times when I tell you what it is. You all know it. Everybody here knows that verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate.
Told you. You lost all those monkey points. You could have got one upgrade on, what do you call it? Monkey air, gorilla air, like that. Something like that. Or Donkey Airlines, yeah. Donkey Airlines. We put you in the air with a smile. Kick you. Okay. So second canto then, it goes on like that as Sinha's preaching, and it's divided also. But we're back here, okay. And the whole purpose is to come to Krishna. You go through all these avatars. What verse, you know, the whole purpose is to see all these different avatars, energies, incarnations, Jehovah, Allah, you know, Confucius, you know, Shiva. And it comes to, out of all these different kind of divine personalities, all these godly, you know, people, right? We're looking at godhood. You can look at womanhood, right? Who is the supreme personality of womanhood? Madonna? Like that? Marilyn Monroe? No? Who? Lakshmi. Rakshmi. Raktak, our good disciple, who's probably gone to heaven, but he's here right now. We were doing his wedding, you know, in Nainushiranya with Chuta Priyam. And Dr. Bandipajaya, our good friend, was there. And I do all, they were impressed because, you know, I did the fire sacrifice, I had mantras as well. They were impressed. They wanted to know if I wanted an acharya. I said, I can do it, you know. So it was a Gurukula in Nainushiranya, really traditional place, Naradananda Gurukula. So the Gurukula boys chanted all these mantras. It was really good. It got together very nicely, you know. And then I was doing all the mantras, and he said, this is a wedding. You have to do, obeisances, ghee offer Gita to Lakshmi and Narayan also. I said, well, we did Radha and Krishna. He said, yes, yes, but they're not married. Okay, so, you have Lakshmi and Narayan. Okay. So we won. Yeah, the Nainushiranya. Then we were driving away. We had to go back and catch a train in time for Dr. Bandipajaya. And Srita Priya said, what day is this? I said, so-and-so. And she said, she started laughing hysterically. She said, my sister was married on exactly the same day, like, you know, 3 years ago or something. So we had wedding anniversaries were the same day. Anyway, there. Yeah. So, what is the verse? Ask you here. Why not? There, okay. Put it. For the honor of the Spanish Yatra, for the honor of Ayarunandan Swami. What is the essential verse of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, the Parivasa Sutra, the verse that establishes the whole purpose? Do you know?
No.
I'll give you one first word. Ete? If you say anything, you lose 5 monkey points. Ete, Chamsa, Sakal. Okay, the Spanish guy has got to catch up. So, okay. Ete.
Jamsa kala kumsa krishna stu bhagavan svayam indrari vyatulam lokam vridayanti yuge yuge.
So you've just been doing that verse right here. Yeah? So out of all these incarnations, all these different, you know, personalities of womanhood, childhood, manhood, godhood, you know, the supreme personality of godhood is Krishna. The word Godhead comes from the word Godhood, like that. So the supreme personality of Godhead is Krishna. But that's what we're trying to establish. So it's a very elevated book. And it's not just trying to get off the gross platform. Out of all these transcendent personalities, that's the question. So we're dealing with people who are qualified to talk about this. They're not just like, you know, practicing religionists. They're religionists who've already gone there. Tathagata. Right? Tathagata. And they've already, we can discuss these things with Tathagata Buddha. Okay, so now we've gone through all the different incarnations after that. And it says out of these incarnations, okay, name Name five incarnations that are listed here. Quickly, like the raging river. Okay. Time of death. Yamaraj. Okay. And then, but Krishna is different. He's etecha amksa sakal pungsam. Krishna's tu Bhagavan swayam. And Prabhupada used that as the verse for the Bhaktivedanta Institute. Krishna's tu Bhagavan swayam. So then after that, it's going through general principles of what are these incarnations and what are their qualifications and hearing about them. Today's verse, okay. 1, 3, 3, 4. Okay.
Yadi.
If.
Esha.
They.
Uparata.
Subsided.
Devi Maya.
Illusory energy.
Vaisharadi.
Full knowledge.
Matahi.
Enlightenment. Matahi.
Sampanaha.
Enriched with.
Eva.
Certainly.
Iti.
Thus.
Vidhu.
Being cognizant of Mahimni.
In the glories.
Okay, Mr. Sanskritus. This is Mahimni. It means one of the case endings here?
Yes. Locative case endings.
Is it locative or locative?
They say locative, but it means locative.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Okay. And what is this? In the glories.
Yes.
What if it was by the glories? Something was caused by the glories?
It'd be Mahimna.
Okay. And something is from the glories?
Mahimna.
With the glories?
It's same as by.
Okay. And how would you say it is glorious? What's the imperative?
Oh, it is glorious.
Krishna.
Well,
it's not existing.
Mahim Bhava or Mahim.
Okay, all right. It's all suffixes in Sanskrit. We have English, we have prefixes with Krishna, from Krishna, at Krishna, by Krishna, but in Sanskrit it's all made as a suffix. Okay, I was trying to get there. Svay,
of the self,
Mahiyate,
being situated in.
So Radhika Raman Das said, you trans Sanskrit, so go from the back and go forward, right? That's what it says. Okay. We'll just try it backwards then, okay. Being situated in of the self in the glories, being cognizant of, certainly enriched, enlightenment of, full of knowledge, illusory energy subsided, they, however, if. Okay. So there's a fundamental difference in grammar here, huh? Yeah, from English. Yeah, like that. And that's something I said, Stransky, of course, you should teach that. I think that what is the difference in the grammar? Because something is the word order. In Spanish, you'll never hear you say that. Vamos a la casa roja, right? Okay, the casa verde, but casa roja, I don't know if it's in Spain, but in Spanish, not a nice thing. Vamos a la casa verde, right? We're going to the house green, but in English you say, we're going to the green house. Yeah? So in Sanskrit, what is the word order? Subject, object, verb, subject, verb, object?
No, that's subject, object, verb.
Okay, wow, okay. In Bremerhausen, a man to a woman upstairs while seated down on last Thursday during the month of May was talking. This is German. waiting for the verb. But in Sanskrit, it can be the same way, right? You just keep waiting for what the verb is, like that. Okay, yeah. So where's the verb here? Is there more than one verb?
Mahiyate.
Okay. Where's that? That last thing. Yeah. Okay. Well, very nice. A little bit. Some you can. Today you start. We should integrate. Okay. I propose. We're going to have a symposium on education. Where's it going to be?
Seattle.
Okay, yeah. When's it going to be?
June 15th to 18th.
Okay, you know, it's okay. Okay. So I propose we have a pre-seminar right here, next few days, okay? So we started last night with the orientation, and then this morning we're going to have, after Bhagavatam class, we're going to have Friday, philosophy and strategy of education, Shastric education, Varnashram Dharma education, and tomorrow morning will be, Saturday morning, it's supposed to be early education, which would include homeschooling, like that, yeah? And then after that, higher education, you know? And finishing off with education in the Western, education with ISKCON in the Western Hemisphere, building a global network like that. I think it's pretty good. So we're getting, well, everybody's going to be there. It's going to be a good program and stuff like that. And it looks like we're not out of the woods yet. I was not supposed to organize this. I was not supposed to organize this. You were not. Yeah, thank you. Chanika Pandit says, what does Chanika Pandit say in this regard about organizing things? You should know this.
The different ages?
No. Never become the leader of any endeavor, because if it's a failure, everybody will blame you for everything. And if it's a success, nobody will give you credit for anything. Yeah, like that. So, you know, I was not supposed to organize it, but both the organizers left Seattle. They turned it over. Ram Giridhari said he and I could do it if I would help him, but he's in India. Yeah, he's running a business and everything else, so I ended up being, you know, very responsible for it. But people are helping this time. We've done it enough times. Everybody kind of knows what's happening, their role and stuff. You know, and the host temple is going to host well. Looks like it's going to be very effective, very nice. And if somebody's going to go from here, one representative of the community from here, who is that? Who's going to go? go to the airport with the flower garlands and like that. You can take propaganda, right? Prasadam, propaganda movies. You can invite people. You know, somebody should leave all the other temples and come here, right? Yeah. So that's the program, basically. Maybe next few days we can go over this and get it organized, because you haven't got a lot of time. You know, so maybe we can talk more about it. You know. But anyway, the heart is Bhagavatam. Now we got some structure. So now what's going on with the glories here? Okay. Yada esho parata devi. Okay, please repeat. Yada esho parata devi.
Yada esho parata devi.
Maya vaisha radhi matahi.
Maya vaisha radhi matahi.
Sampana evati vidur.
Sampana evati vidur.
Mahini se mahiyate.
Mahini se mahiyate.
Boliyate.
Yadayesho parata devi.
Yadayesho parata devi.
Maya vaisharadhi mati.
Maya vaisharadhi mati.
Sampanna evati vidur.
Sampanna evati vidur. Dusre log, otro persona.
Yari esho parata devi.
Maya vaisha radhi mati.
Sampanna
evati vidur.
Mahini sva mahiyate.
Mahini sve mahiyate.
Yadyesho parata devi.
Maya vaisha radhi mati.
Maya vaisha radhi mati.
Sampanna evati vidur.
Sampanna evati vidur.
Mahini sve mahiyate.
Mahini sve mahiyate. Ladies? Yadyesho parata devi.
Maya vaisha radhi mati.
Sampanna evati vidur.
Mahini sve mahiyate.
Mahini sve mahiyate.
Adiesho Parata Devi.
Maya Vaisharati Mati. Yadiesho Parata Devi.
Maya
Vaisharati Mati.
Okay, if, who's speaking? Sudha Goswami, no? Yeah, he's speaking, yeah. If the illusory energy subsides and the living entity becomes fully enriched with knowledge by the grace of the Lord, two things, illusory energy has to subside and we become rich by the grace of the Lord, then he becomes at once enlightened with self-realization and thus becomes situated in his own glory. Wow, it's a big deal. Purport, Srila Prabhupada, before he left India. Because the Lord is the absolute transcendence, all of his forms, names, pastimes, attributes, associates, and energies are identical with him. His transcendental energy acts according to his omnipotency. The same energy acts as his external, internal, and marginal energies, and by his omnipotency, he can perform anything and everything through the agency of his above energies. He can turn the external energy into internal by his will. Therefore, by his grace, the external energy which is employed in illusioning those living beings who want to have it subsides by the will of the Lord in terms of repentance, and penance, yeah, for the conditioned soul. And the very same energy then acts to help the purified living entity make progress on the path of self-realization. So it's kind of like sambandha and abhideya, no? Sambandha is repentance, and then abhideya is penance, right? And then making progress, sambandha abhideya. The example of electrical energy is very appropriate in this connection. The expert electrician can utilize electrical energy for both heating and cooling by adjustment only. Similarly, the external energy, which now bewilders a living being into continuation of birth and death, yeah, is turned into internal potency by the will of the Lord to lead the living being to eternal life. Yeah. When a living being is thus graced by the Lord, he is placed in his proper constitutional position. Proper constitutional position to enjoy eternal spiritual life. Okay. Koi prashna? Any questions? Hay preguntas? Podemos hablar, si quiere, en español.
No.
O castellano. Hindi y español son muy parecidos. What did I just say? Hindi y español son muy parecido.
Hindi and Spanish are very similar.
There you go. That's because they both have Latin base, and because the Arabs conquered Spain and they conquered India. So many Spanish words are actually Arab words, and many Hindi words, I think, also. In Spanish, what is that that you're wearing there?
What is
that in Spanish?
This?
Yes. What is that in Spanish?
Camisa.
Okay, in Hindi?
Camisa.
Yeah? What is this in Spanish?
Mesa.
Mesa. In Hindi?
Mesa.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, in Spanish?
Pared, muro.
And in Hindi? Parda.
Parda.
Oh,
that's curtain.
Yeah?
Curtain. Parda is curtain.
Yeah. But it's the same thing. Pared, parda, wall, curtain.
Pineapple? Ananas?
Pineapple?
Bananas.
No, pineapple.
Ah, pineapple, piña.
Piña. Yeah, some of them. Anyway, sit in, bring Hindi, Spanish. It's a real nice Hindi, Spanish, English. You know. So any questions, or comments about these? We discussed a lot of topics here. You talked about evil children, like that. Shringi, Shringi. Should you do a drama? Krishna to Maharaj Pariksit. Yeah? Yes. Release the Shringi within you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Maharaj, a lot of times Prabhupada uses these words at once, immediately, quickly.
Yeah.
It happens. But it seems devotional service is slow.
Yeah.
It takes a long time for me to understand.
Yeah. One time, one man, he met God. You know? He said, "Wow, you're God." He said, "I'm God." He said, "Wow." He said, "Wow, it's incredible. What's $1,000,000 for you?" He said, "Oh, $10, like one, you know, 5 cents, you know. Wow, and what's 1,000 years for you?" He said, "A moment." And the guy said, "Can I have 5 cents?" And God said, "In a moment." Understand? Yeah. So it will happen quickly. Yeah. I mean, Prabhupada says, we come into this human form of life after hundreds of millions of births. Yeah, right? How long do bacteria live? There's no biologists here, I don't think, you know. Bacteria live how long? Maybe like, I don't know, three days or something? Maybe even a few minutes or something. It's a very short life, you know. But you can really enjoy if you're a bacteria, right? With what part of your body can you enjoy halal? With your head? Your hair? No. With your fingers? No. With your
tongue?
That's it. But if you're a bacteria, oh, your whole body. Yeah, and sex. Yeah, this is why people become bacteria. Yeah, I mean, that's okay. So, you know, you're enjoying like anything as a bacteria, probably suffering too when somebody cleans the sink. Cleaning the sink with some kind of Lysol or something. You know. How many bacteria are in your sink there? You know? Yeah. So anyway, that's one perspective, is that, you know, we're looking at it. The other perspective is probably kind of saying it's optional, like that. He says he never says it's guaranteed. Usually when he says the guaranteed is guaranteed to make progress, what does he talk about that? What does he say about once you come to the process of Krishna consciousness, we're
guaranteed to become a samadhikari if you practice the four regulatory principles, chant 16 rounds. I think that's what he says in the contract.
Almost.
The point of
you're dropping out a few fine points there in the contract. She's going to take the contract on Sunday, maybe. Yeah. 16
good, enthusiastic.
16 enthusiastic rounds. Not. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna. Okay. Yeah. They take more time, no? Yeah. Four principles strictly, right? No meat, no fish, no eggs, no onion, no garlic. No coffee, chocolate. Yeah. So there's the whole point. Yeah, for strict. And then ultimately, it's the whole purpose of why we're chanting. You know, because if we're chanting and engaging in the process for an ulterior motive, then Krishna's gonna, you know, two thieves were sitting by the side of the road, right? Two get dacoity dudes, and what happened?
They want to exchange the red honesty or something?
No, they were sitting by the side of the road. They just harassed some people and got some money and bought some wine. They were drinking their water there. And, you know,
yes.
You know, like that, you know. And then the Vaishnavas went by chanting, you know, Radhe, Radhe. Yeah. Or else in Rome, they were chanting Ave Maria. Ave Maria. Okay, yeah. So the one guy said to the other, you know, I like very much when the Vaishnavas go by chanting Radhe, Radhe. Another guy said, "Why is that? I'm not a religious man." He said, "Because
the barber's wife
is named Radhe. And I always think when I get some time with her, you know. Radhe, Radhe." So it depends on your bhava, your motive. The best time to establish your bhava is during Brahma Muhurta, 96 to 48 minutes before dawn. That's the Brahma Muhurta. That's when you're chanting Gramastika, Kirtan. Kirtan. Boop. Yeah. There was a sign on the wall in Los Angeles. Prabhupada said, it said, Prabhupada has requested all Kirtan leaders at every artik to have at least 20 minutes of Maha Mantra. Like that. So, so something. So sometimes if you do the whole Gravastika twice, there's not time enough to much more. This morning it was, how many mantras did we chant this morning? Maha Mantras. Now what do you think? Take a wild guess. How many Maha Mantras did we chant this morning? During Mangalartik.
30?
Okay. What do you think?
29?
40. Yeah. I was counting. Yeah. You sped up after. May you sped up a little bit? Okay. Yeah. I'll give you some more for that. Anyway, So one thing: the basis of our education, the content of everything, are these two mantras: Panchatattva mantra and Hare Krishna mantra. Honor our beings, kirtan. Unless we have that as the real essence, then all the books and everything else becomes, you know, weakened and everything else. So. It can be quickly. Prabhupada says once you begin, you're more or less forced, you're more or less dragged onto the ultimate conclusion. Once in all sincerity, there's a verse by Hanuman says it. No, Ram says it to Hanuman. From that point, when somebody says, in all sincerity, I am your servant, I am surrendered to you, I give him all protection so he can come to me. This is my eternal vow. What is that verse in Sanskrit?
Sakrit.
Sakrit eva
prapanno.
Yeah, I got it. Sakrit eva prapanno. Prapanno.
Yes. Sakrit eva prapanno. Yes. Tavasmi iti yajate.
Yeah.
Abhayam sarvada tasmai pradam yetat pratam.
Yeah. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So many places like that. Very nice verse. That's first initiation. Second initiation, technically speaking. We fully surrender to Krishna. At that point, Krishna promises, I will give you all protection, fearlessness, you can come to me. Yeah. So you're more or less dragged on at that point. You may kick, you may complain, you may say everything else. You said, no, you promised, like that. Yeah, but... come on. I didn't know I had to give up chocolate, you know. You didn't say that. I wasn't there. Yes?
So, in yesterday's verse, we had some discussion how important is it to take care of the body versus taking care of the soul?
Very nice. Hansa Duda gave a very, very nice analogy. He used to use a lot. Probably heard it from Prabhupada. When you put a flower garland on your body, you don't have to put a flower garland on your shadow. So if you're really taking care of your spiritual life, which means you can do it, maybe you don't know how to do it. Okay, so then you've got to take some care of your spiritual vehicle, your body, separately. So in the beginning, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says you've got to have some balance. You know, some time for your health and everything else, and some time for your spirituality. St. Francis said, this body is a donkey that we ride through this world. Don't spend all of your time taking care of an ass. Yeah, you've good glasses for your ass, nice. Look at my ass, look at my big ass. but at the same time too, we need it. Okay, so it's a donkey. Take care of the donkey. Donkey doesn't need good clothes, you know, but it needs reasonable care. So that's the whole point. This donkey is our vehicle. It's our vehicle. It's our psychosocial situation. And especially then it is designed by God to give us an opportunity to become purified and to influence the soul. So in that sense, it's great. We can use the body and the mind and the social environment to reach the soul and purify the soul. So it's invaluable to take care of it in that perspective. But once we have become a little bit advanced and we realize it just follows automatically, it's just a couple minutes just to make some, give a little bit of attention, but automatically. If you're engaged in our yoga, you're singing and dancing every day, right? Is it necessary to do asana and pranayama then? If you actually, it's good because of our environment, but if you're really singing and dancing and everything else like that. Yeah, everything is going to be stimulated like that. But you know, you need ecstasy. Yeah, yeah, you know. Yeah, and the drums are giving you the rhythm, and that the prana is there. Then every process is there in Bhakti Yoga and Stanga Yoga. There's a corresponding process. Pratyahara. Okay, so you're playing the drums, everything else, but then you start withdrawing your consciousness from the drums, and you're now playing it, you know, from a distance now and stuff. Yeah. And then you actually go to meditation where you're doing this stuff. Now you go into the whole process is a meditation, a contemplation. It goes very deep in the kirtan. Yeah, it's going on externally. A little bit of attention here and there. You know? So in the beginning, yeah, some balance is necessary. And then later on, when you become more advanced, it just follows automatically. So we're going to be here for a few more days. I guess now we'll stop here. And then after a little breakfast, maybe we can have a calendar session. Yeah. We can decide the fate of the universe. It all starts here in Boise, Idaho. So, Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra ki jai. Abraham Lincoln ki. Mindless robots ki jai.
Dollar
Trump ki jai. Huh? Dollar Trump ki jai. Oh, I don't know. If you look on the Wikipedia, it gives you whose birthday it is today, you know? So there's always somebody. Go on.
Happy birthday. She is simply mine. Give it up.